Oh.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, Diffel's Outdoor Service?
Yes.
Great, thank you. My name is Jan from Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm okay.
Great, great to hear that. Well, just curious, you guys offer your services like statewide or just within your local area?
Pretty much just local.
Sorry, just local. Okay, perfect. I was asking that question, sir, because as of the moment, we would love to talk to you about listing your services on the first page of Google, and we'd like to work with you using keywords for exposure of your business on Google's first page. Are you familiar with the map section of Google? The one with the red...
Am I what?
Are you familiar with the map section of Google? The one where
the map?
Businesses are listed? Yes.
Yeah.
The one with the red dots? Okay. So that's what we wanted to talk to you about today, because we noticed you have your own website and your own online listings already. And I think you offer several services like fence installations, repairs, general construction or handyman work. Is that right? Or are you just mainly with fences?
Pretty much just fence.
Just fences, okay. So basically what we wanted to do is work with you using keywords on Google. So if anybody just searches for, say, installations or repairs, then we wanted to make sure that they would see Diffel's Outdoor Services as an option for people that are searching through there. Now, it shows here that you have a listing on Yelp as well, the business directory. So are you still working with Yelp nowadays?
I mean, I don't know, man, to be honest with you. I'm already paying somebody that's supposed to get me on Google, and obviously I'm not there, or she wouldn't be calling me. So I just haven't had the best results with anybody in the last three companies that I've worked with.
Huh, okay. Well, just curious, how long have you been working with someone that's supposed to get you up on the first page of Google?
Well, I was working with Town Square Media for about, I don't know, a year and a half, and now some other company got a hold of me, and they're not doing any SEO. That's the problem. Nobody's doing any search engine optimization for me.
Well, that's actually what we do, sir, and I think Townsquare also provides that service. So if you
Well, that's what they also told me that they do, and they're not doing it. So what makes me believe that you're going to do it?
Well, we can't really speak for other companies, sir, but we've been in this business for 18 years, and the main reason why you're getting this phone call now are two things. Number one, we are actively looking for someone involved with fence and gate services in the area doing installations and repairs, so we have an open position available, which is why we're looking for someone right now. Number two, we don't see you on the first page. The ones that are on there... I'm not sure if you're familiar with these guys, Master Link Fences and Gates, Dave's Fence, and we have Gifford Fence Company.
Right, AAA, Suncoast, oh yeah, I know them all.
Okay, so basically those are the guys that are on there. So our goal here is to make sure that you will also be an option for other people that are searching. But I'm actually just curious with Townsquare, if you've been with them for a year, has there ever been a chance that you've seen them... you've seen yourself listed on the first page for over a year?
Say that again?
No, I mean, like, you've been with Townsquare for a year, right? So has there ever been an opportunity where you saw your name pop up on the first page, or none at all?
No, not on the first page. You got to go back, like, three or four pages to find me.
Well, just curious, if this has been going on for a year now, what made you stay with them for a year?
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't have a secretary or anybody that does anything. I do it all myself, and normally I'm in the field working, building fence, so I don't really have time to, you know, check on SEO and call these people back and all that other stuff. But, you know, I mean, when I would, they would promise me they were going to do this, this, and this, and they never did. And then now this other company, they're not even doing any SEO for me. And it's funny that Town Square called me back after I signed up with this new company to tell me that they're not doing any SEO for me.
What's the other company, if you don't mind me asking? The one that you're working with right now?
I really can't remember offhand.
Gotcha. Okay, well, what about this new company, sir? How long have you been with them?
A couple months.
A couple of months. Okay, because normally it shouldn't really take that long for you to get results, depending on certain factors. But we've been a Google Premier Channel partner for quite some time now as well, which is why we're asking these questions. So I don't know. I guess my question to you today, sir, is we're actively looking for someone, right? If we can produce the results that you need, discuss that with you on how that works, and if the pricing would be fair for it, is this something that you'd be willing to switch to us? Would you see value in all that?
Where's Global Splash out of?
Oh, yeah, so we are located in California, so same area where Google and other businesses are mostly located. So we do work with several companies on different states, even in Hawaii and Alaska. So right now, there's been an open opportunity for your area, which is why we're making these phone calls. Of course,
which is where?
Someone, which is on your area. You're in Austin, right? 32764, that's your zip code?
No, I don't live in Austin anymore.
Oh, so you're in a different area now?
I'm in Daytona Beach. And see, that's the problem with both the companies, is they can't seem to get me out of the Osteen area, and there's no business in Osteen. All of my business is in Daytona, New Smyrna Beach, Ormond Beach. You know, that was another issue with them.
Then I think this is something that we need to fix right away, because if you're showing on Austin, then probably that's the reason why you're not getting the results that you need. What's your current zip code, if you don't mind me asking, so I can double check?
326119.
326119. So if I'm a new to 32619?
No, 326.
Yeah, 326.
I think it's 119.
326119. Yeah, because that would be like six numbers already.
Right.
Let me check. Okay. Oh, yeah, so I think you did mention this earlier, AAA fence outlet, affordable pro services, fence and gate installation. How about those guys, apart from AAA, you're familiar? Okay, so basically those are the guys that are on there, right? So we want to make sure that you will be seen on the areas you want to be found for, because mainly that's where you're going to get those customers that are looking for you, right? Not just these guys, because these guys, they're using the same service that we'd like to offer you today, and they're benefiting from that exposure. So that's what we wanted to do for you. But say, how long have you been active in this business, though?
I've been self-employed for 20-something years.
Oh, wow. Okay. As a sole owner of the business, or do you have a business partner?
No, I'm sole owner.
Sole owner. And this website, did Townsquare provide it to you, or did you pay somebody else to work on your website?
Townsquare made it, and then the other company piggybacked off of Townsquare, and they still didn't do what I mean, it looks generic. Like, I don't even like it.
Oh, you don't like the website?
No, I don't like it at all, and I've told them that. I mean, let's say 15 years ago, I created my own website that was a 5-page site, and I have no experience with web design, and my page looked way better than theirs did.
Okay, I can understand that. Well, what are the things that you want to find on your website if ever that you get the opportunity to create a new one?
I just don't want it. I don't want it to look as generic as it does.
Doesn't look generic. Okay, we may be able to help you out with that. But right now, how far are you like traveling for the work? Aside from Daytona Beach, I think you mentioned some areas earlier.
I mean, from Ormond to Edgewater is probably 30 miles.
30-mile radius within your area, okay. Are these for residential clients only that you cater, or you're also...
No, I do commercials.
You do commercial work. Okay, so at the moment you can still handle or take on more work as it is.
Right.
Got it. Oh, sorry, well, what is your name again, sir?
Todd.
My name is Jeff. I'm sorry, your name is Ron?
No, Todd. T-O-D-D.
Oh, Todd. Okay, thank you, Todd. Okay, Todd, it seems that your business looks like a good fit for what we're looking for, but I just want to ask, right, because being that this is an exclusive listing, we're filling in for your area for the type of work that you do. Like I said, if we could provide you the results that you need, explain to you on how it's going to be different from what you have now versus with Townsquare. Would you see all the value in all this being listed on Google, especially if the pricing point would be fair?
I'm sure I could, yeah.
Okay, because what I wanted to do here is just give you that opportunity, because we can definitely help you out here in updating your information. That I'm confident with. So I'll have one of our regional pricing directors in our area, John. They'll be able to just help us out with the pricing and all
okay.
that, how we can assist you on making sure that all of your information, especially in Daytona Beach, would actually show up. So one moment, please, while I get that for you, because this really needs to be fixed, definitely.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good over here. It's Monday. Countdown for